Genesis 1 from 1 to 4. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And then in verse 4 it says, and God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And he called, verse 5, he called the light day, and he called the darkness night. And evening and morning were the first day. So we see in the beginning here, I want to speak on something. But we see in the beginning that the Bible says the earth was without form and void, or God created the heavens and the earth. And then the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And then the scripture says God said, let there be light. Now, if we look at Isaiah 45 and verse 18, the scripture says, God did not create the earth in vain, for thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, and established it, and created it not in vain. Now, that word in vain, he formed it to be inhabited, for I am the Lord your God. That word in vain means, if you check it in Hebrew, it actually means, and I did not create the earth without form and void, but I created it to be inhabited. So if we look at Genesis 1:1 again, it says that in the beginning, God, or in the dateless time past, that when time did not exist, God created two things, the heaven and the earth. So the scripture says God created two things. The heaven, that's one, and the earth, that's the second. So the heavens is what we say, the stars, and the earth, that is the physical matter. So he created the heaven and he created the earth. Just like saying a person created the cup and then the person created the spoon. So these are two distinct things, the heaven and the earth, as the heavens are higher than the earth. So it's the earth and then the heaven. So he created both. And then the next verse says that it says, and the earth was without form and void. The word and the heaven or the earth is and the earth was, that word means became. So the earth became without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, I just want to say this here, this is not part of the message, but theologians will say that the word was used here without form is became. And therefore, when it says became, it's talking about the existence of the earth in a particular form before it became without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. Now, the reason why it became without form and void was when there was the fall, all right, of Lucifer and the fallen angel. So the earth existed long before man came into the earth, right? That was God reworking the earth after it had become without form and void, and there was darkness over the face of the deep. That is why people will say, archaeologists will say, they found things that have been in existence for maybe 400,000 years. And then Christians will argue with them that contradicts the scripture, because they calculate the time of the existence of the earth to mean 4,000 years before Christ came, and 2020 years after Christ came, putting the age of the earth to be roughly over 6,000 years, and therefore we dispute all those things that they say. But in fine theology of the scripture, what happened was the earth, all right, became without form and void. And it's believed that the same nature of a kind of flood that happened in the days of Noah was sent in, and I don't want to go into all that, but Peter refers to that, and destroyed what was in existence. So the earth now became without form and void because of that that had happened with Lucifer, and then darkness was upon. For the scripture says that he was in Eden in all of his beauty in the book there of Ezekiel. So he was there in the garden of the Lord in all of his beauty, and then until iniquity was found in him. And so there was the destruction of that, and therefore demons became what you call disembodied spirits, that they lost their body. And so they rove around the entire earth looking for any body that they can enter into so that they can continue their rebellion against God. So demonic spirits are disembodied, all right, spirits that lost their body when there was the flood that came in at that particular point in time. But the earth, is what we're getting to, was without, or became, all right, without form and void. It was purposeless. It was a great waste there. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, so the point we're getting to is that darkness was on the face of the deep. Now, there is what is called the deep there. So, all right, when God recreated the earth, when he was going to change everything, the first thing he had to confront was darkness that was over the face of the deep. So there was the deep, that's the earth there, and darkness covered the face of the earth. Now, what this means is what the earth carried, what was inside the earth. Everything that was within the earth could not be recognized because darkness covered the face of the earth. Now, we're going to see that God brought things out of the earth, which means when he was going to go 6 days of creation, he brought these things out of the earth. He brought the animals out of the earth. He brought the grass and all the herbs and all the trees out of the earth. But before that happened, and you looked at the earth, the face of the deep there was covered with darkness. And there was no form or void. There was no form there, and it was without void. It was wasteful there, all right? It seemed purposeless and just drifting. And darkness covered that particular thing. So anybody who came in there and looked at it would have just looked at it as a wasteful thing, all right? Looked at it as barren, chaotic place here. I looked at it as something you needed, all right, to put aside. If you look at a person and that person is wasteful and that person appears aimless without purpose there and all of that, And you can say that the life of that person without form and void, and so you can say there's a cloud of darkness because there can be a lot inside that person, but the face of that person, the outward nature of their lives there has been covered there, and so people set them aside because you don't understand or know how much value can, all right, is inside that particular person. So there was darkness over the face of the deep, and therefore the first thing that God said was, let there be light. Now, what this means is where there is light, all right, and there's illumination, then we see very clearly, right, what is embedded in this particular earth. It becomes clear to us what the purpose of this earth is. The riches that are locked into the earth, the wealth and the treasures that are inside the earth, So God said, first of all, let there be light. Now, before I get into that, so the deep was there. It was without form and void. Darkness was over the face of the deep. And then God looked and said, let there be light. Now, he wasn't talking about here, he didn't create the sun, and he didn't create the moon, and said, let there be sunlight. And so what he was saying was, this is the moon, and this is the earth. Because if you look at verse 8, I believe if you go down and we look at Genesis 1 and verse 8, all right, and God called the firmament heaven and the evening and morning the second day, and then verse 9, it tells us, let the water be gathered in one place, let dry land appear. And then verse 10, it talks about, called the dry land earth gathering together of what's called the seas, and God saw it was good. And then verse 11, and the Bible says, let the earth bring forth, and all of that, verse 12, all right, and then he went on, verse 13, and then he went on, and right, verse 14, and then he went on and said, now, God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs. So it was in verse 14, he now started creating, all right, the physical light here, which was the sun. And he says, let them be in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. But so what he was talking about was not this particular light in the beginning. When he said, let there be light, he was talking about the sun, the moon, stars. But when we get to verse 2, he was speaking about something else here. All right, the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And then at that point, God said, let there be light. Now, this light he's talking about is what he referred to in 2 Corinthians when he says, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shone inside our hearts. So it's that same nature of light. What he did here when he said, let there be light. The same God created, so he's talking about something within, it's not the sunlight, he created that particular light on the inside of us, which means there is light, all right, that comes on the inside of us. So let's go back to this. I want to get this here. So there was the face of the deep, all right, darkness was over the face of the deep, and then God said, let there be light, because without light, you don't know, all right, what is within that depth. Now, it's this deep here. Jacob spoke to Joseph and his sons about this in Genesis chapter 49 and verse 25. Genesis chapter 49 and verse 25. And he was blessing him and said, even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, by the Almighty who shall bless thee with the blessings of heaven above and the blessings of the deep that lieth under. So it talked about the blessing of the deep that lieth under. So there are many blessings that lie underneath that is called the blessing of the deep. In Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 13, it talks also about the blessing, all right, and of Joseph. He said, blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew. And then he says, for the deep that coucheth beneath. So he talked about the blessing, the word couch means lies beneath. The blessing of the deep that lies on the inside. For example, people have always, let's say to some extent, let's just say they came in contact with black liquid called crude, and you can interact with it, but if darkness covers the face of it there, then you don't understand the value that is inside that liquid. All right, what you do with the liquid is you hold it, right, and it's black there, and it's all right, messy and all of that. but there's a lot of value that is within it. And if man was interacting and darkness was over that thing, all right, in the deep there, then you will know you can translate this particular liquid, all right, and cars could be created, something like cars, and people could drive that, could take planes in the air and all of that, and you just look at it as nuisance. So when that darkness is over things, there's the tendency to, all right, give only what you call nuisance value to things that are precious in the eyes of God. And until that darkness is removed, then the blessing of what you call the deep there doesn't get released into the lives of people. And that's what should happen when it says, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shone inside our heart. The blessing of the deep starts getting released into the hands of people that have this experience on the inside of them. So we look back at it, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters, which means to brood, to hover, or to incubate over those waters there. And it was like you are reimagining the entire world, how it is going to be. You get into a place and you are reimagining it. And the Spirit of God was there, reimagining everything there. And then God said, the first thing is, let there be light. Let there be illumination. So what I want to get at today is, no matter how chaotic a situation appears, no matter how purposeless and it's without form and it appears void, it tells us in the book of Isaiah and chapter 50, let me see now, Isaiah 53, who hath believed our report, and to whom shall the arm of the Lord be revealed? He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness that we should see him. On the outside there was no beauty that we should desire him. And because of that, he was despised and he was rejected of men. But man did not understand that the person, all right, that they looked at, that there was so much, was Jesus, was doing the greatest work that could possibly be done, giving you access, all right, to eternity and all of that. But he had no form or comeliness, so to speak, right? And it says that he was rejected, right, of him. So there is that thing where when something is without form and void, all right, and there's darkness over it, there's the tendency that people don't understand that the blessings of the deep there, that in the depth of that particular thing, there's great blessings and treasures that can be, and God has stored in that particular place there. So the first thing, right, it tells us is, let there be light. Light there is, let there be illumination. So what am I telling you here as the first thing here? The blessings of the deep. You want to find out, right? It's almost like God says, you get into a situation and there seems to be no form, all right? It becomes suddenly without form and without void. The word darkness covered means sorrow, all right? It means ignorance. It could mean defeat, because when you talk about light, you are talking about illumination that leads to good fortune, victory, that leads to favor, all right, being well favored and all of that. But it starts out without form and void. and darkness there was over it. Well, it was without form. It became without form and void. So you want to know where the treasure lies in your life. It's just like you have what they will call a GPS, all right, which is the global positioning system. That's the kind of satellite you want to locate certain things. So God is telling you this. You get to a place or the places in your life that are without form and void. Places that you want to reject. You want to put it away. Right? Without form and void. There. And something happens. It becomes. He says, look, it's just like something that like a tit-tip, tit-tip. The Holy Ghost is telling you, tit-tip, this is where I'm hovering over. Tit-tip. All right? It's oil here. Tip-tip. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, people look at it and say, well, I want to say, tip, tip, hold it. All right? As we're hovering over this thing. Tip. If you get illuminated, then you'll see what is inside this particular place. Now, without illumination, you're going to look at it and it's going to appear without form and void. All right? But the reason is because darkness is covering the deep. And the deep there is what it says, the blessing put back. All right? Deuteronomy 33, verse 13. It's not darkness is covering it. It says, blessed be the Lord, all right, Islam, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that coucheth beneath. There's something light beneath, which is called the deep, that coucheth beneath it. Genesis 49, verse 25. It talks about this blessing again, beneath. It says, the Almighty who shall bless thee with the blessing of heaven above, and the blessings of the deep that lieth under. Right, which means it's covered. The word under means covered. All right. The word revelation comes from the word to uncover something. To remove the lid of something. To cause a person to see. To bring a person to a place of recognition. So we are saying first and foremost, the Holy Ghost is saying, listen, you're trying to find out where's the area without form and void, where's purpose going to come out of, where the greatest blessings going to come out of. The Holy Spirit says global tracking here. Tip, tip. All right, you get to that point. Tip. All right. You get to what is irritating you, what has just happened that seems to have become without form. Tip, tip. Everything seemed to be going and then it became, it says tip. All right, hold it. Pam, 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 pam. You say, well, I can't say anything. There's no meaning for this. All right, as the scripture says that they were made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who subjected the same in hope. So it's almost like you're subject to vanity in that particular thing against the will. The word vanity is that same word without form and void. All right, it says, I didn't create it in vain. It appears vain. It appears purposeless. It appears there's no meaning to this. You know, it's just some nuisance stuff here. All right, if we can get away with this. And so the Holy Ghost says, poop, all right, bam, bam. And he says, what I need to do, what you need here is light. All right, if you get light, then you start calling things out of that place. As the God began to call vegetation out, he formed man from that same place. Are you following what I'm saying? Created in his own image and likeness, the place you looked at, and it was without form and void, he formed man, the highest creation, out of that particular place. He brought things out of it, trees, everything you see. All right, within that particular place, diamonds were there, gold was there, treasures that we have not even discovered embedded in it. It says all the rich, it says the earth is full of the riches of God. Great wealth is there. And God is saying here that, listen, there's a problem here. There's treasure here, you are saying there's a problem. It goes, boom, the Holy Ghost goes, boom, if you leave this area, all right, and you walk out of this area, all right, you're walking out of the land and the territory where the greatest treasures lie. So what happened to Paul? This is what he was talking to about Paul. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 8. All right, I believe. 2 Corinthians 12 from verse 7. And what happened here? 2 Corinthians, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation that was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, What was the thorn in the flesh? It wasn't God. It was a messenger. It was a demon, all right, of Satan sent to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. So this became nuisance, some form of nuisance in life. Now, next verse. He said, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it may depart from me. In other words, push it away. In other words, I have no need for this particular thing. This is just, all right, some nuisance. Let me push this away. And then the Lord stopped him and said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. In other words, it's only where, the only place where you're going to find my strength in its perfection is where you have known your own weakness. And then Paul changed his attitude towards that particular experience, knowing that he was pregnant, all right, with things. He said, I got there and I was praying, let it depart. And I got in there and I was praying, let it depart. But now, he said, most gladly therefore. In all, it says, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. He said, I take pleasure now. To take pleasure is to enjoy. He says, now I take pleasure. Where I see infirmities. All right, that's the Holy Ghost, the global, all right, position as a pop, 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 beep, 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 beep. This is where the power is going to flow from. This is where your future is coming out from. He says, now I take pleasure in necessities. I take pleasure in persecutions. All right? It says there's no form and void, but the only reason why you are this way is that the face of the deep is still covered with darkness. Now, if you roll the darkness back, then you will understand that there are great treasures in that particular place that you are standing on. Massive treasures there. What is required? The same way someone looks at crude and you just see oil flowing in your farm and you hold it, all right? And you, I mean, where in this world will you ever think that, you know, you, I mean, you're just a fisherman, will you think that this liquid, right, has so much value in it? And so there are so many things on the earth that we might be playing with, walking around, irritated by, that are pregnant with massive things. If the veil or the darkness is rolled backwards. Now, but in order for the darkness to be rolled backwards, there has to be illumination. For that to happen, first thing is you have got to now take pleasure. That's your first act of faith. All right? Who hath believed our report? Unto whom shall the arm of the Lord be revealed? It says it shall grow as a tender plant out of a dry ground. So he believed the report of God over and against, all right, what other people were looking at on face value. So you look at it on face value is darkness. But if you understand, let there be light, which means the same God who commanded light to shine out of darkness shines into your heart concerning that particular thing, then you will understand that you now have this treasure in earthen vessel, which is this light, that the excellence of the power might be seen to be of God and not of us. So we get to 2 Corinthians, all right, chapter 4 there. Well, we'll look at it later. But let me just get back to this here. So the starting point, what I want to establish first and foremost, is that there was so much in the deep there, and there's something called the blessing of the deep, right, which Jacob pronounced on Joseph. That Joseph, you were sold to slavery. That Joseph, your brothers carried you. There is the blessing of the deep. That you couldn't understand. That it was your life suddenly appeared to be without form and void. That you are made subject to vanity. What you call vain. Not willingly. But by reason of him who subjected you. He says there's an expectation. Inside that particular place. All right. Inside that experience there. And it says, if we remove the darkness away, then you come to see, as Joseph said later on, you meant it for evil, but God turned it around for good. And it's now reported that God sent Joseph ahead. But what happened was his brothers betrayed him. But the scripture records God sent Joseph. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Which means the finger of God walking in the midst of the height of cruelty in man. So if you look at it from face value, this is the cruelty of man. If the darkness is rolled off, this is God sending you.